songs that make the whole world sing.
Welcome to Hour 2 of Minnesota Homebrew, a music show dedicated to the creative efforts of Minnesota singer-songwriters. Whether recorded in a professional studio or in one's basement, we play it. So put on your ears and enjoy Minnesota Homebrew. Rocker Dave Burke with Speed Queen Mystery Date. Up next, a little mellower, here's Larry Cease with Shed My Skin on Minnesota Homebrew.
Sun's up, birds sing, stream gurgles with the gifts it brings, clouds fly in the sky. On a new and riding high, I've been racing, chasing somebody else's dream. It's high time I decide I'm driving my own ride. I'm gonna throw off the old, let it flow down the stream. I'm gonna shed my skin. I've been getting way too tight. I'll find a true of me when I dig down deep, truer than I've ever. just what you want me to do, and you tell me straight up what it takes to fill you up. Not flowers, chocolates, trinkets, or shiny rings. You want all time to take a ride and share what's on our minds. We're gonna throw off the old ways, let them flow. I'm fond of two of me, but when I dig down deep, truer than I've ever been, when I shed my skin. Oh, it's a gift you give me, being so
off his Tempered Steel CD. Hope you're enjoying tonight's MHB. It's all songs by the Minnesota Association of Songwriters, and that's the first Thursday of every month. Next week's our free-for-all night, Anything Goes, as long as the singer-songwriter has a strong connection to Minnesota. Week three, or the third Thursday of every month, is All Request. Fourth is, gotta get this right, it's escaping me. Well, I'll fill you in on that here in a little bit. Next gentleman up is Dennis Cook from the Proctor, Minnesota area. Dennis, finding himself an empty nester, took the guitar of his wife, bought him, and started writing songs, 600 compositions, and a plethora of songwriting awards. Later, Dennis Cook has established himself as a rock-solid country and gospel music artist. Here's a song written by him. Now, Dennis hires out the production of his songs to his studio in Nashville. He does this for the utmost quality, for pitching his songs to publishers and song contests. But he is a songwriter and owner of this song. Here's Dennis Cook with I'm Getting Thirsty.
On Friday night, I cash my pay. Feeling so good, but by Monday I'm a wreck. Slim Jims and pork back ain't much of a meal. It tastes so good when I'm drinking beer. My wallet is heavy. Help me spend my dough. If I'm lucky, I get to take her home. toes loose, work like a dog on my cruise. I'm pretty broke until payday. I'm getting thirsty on Friday afternoon, but I don't feel
He sang all the popular songs of the day, sang them hard in a soulful way. He worked the local clubs and bars while the people all talked and drank and danced, and at the end of the night he'd come home in his car with the radio on. He was grouchy as hell in the morning.
I turned that TV down,
but he'd take me fishing in the afternoon. Never caught a fish, but we stayed in tune. Taught me how to play poker, how to fix a car, how to try to stay happy and stay out of the bars. And he taught me how to play the blues guitar better than him. Daddy was a music man. He lived for the here and now. The singer's gone forever, but the music is still around. I guess he never was that good, at least he never made it big. But he made some tapes and one LP, and he sang at home for Mom and me. And his eyes would close and his voice would grow, and the whole world stopped and his voice got low. He said, son, you gotta play with soul and live the same way. Daddy was a music man, he lived for the here and now. The singer's gone forever, but the music is still around. He taught me this one. Thank you.
That, of course, was our good buddy Nigel Egg, member of the Minnesota Association of Songwriters, has served in different capacities. And now Nigel's way out west doing a tour of the United States promoting his new CD, The Blues Is Personal, and that was Music Man, a tribute to his father, and that was from the new CD. Up next, a man with a wonderful voice, a song new to MHB. Here's Jake Hagedorn with Don't Fail Me Now.
tracks gets me to my street. Turn the corner and catch sight of my little friend. My yellow house welcomes me. A dog at the window, happy as she can be. Land right from the front porch, no matter where I roam. Floor and the kettle starts to sing. Saturday is here at last. Banana peppers on the porch are dancing in the breeze. I am going nowhere very fast, 'cause my yellow house welcomes me. A dog at the window,
Stephen Kim Wolf, members of the Minnesota Association of Songwriters. Check them out at mnsongwriters.org. You will not regret it. Up next, Roger Sweet, another member with September, Side of August.
Smoky melon sunset, Mother Nature's getting late. Misty haze carry me back to careless yesterday. Summer buns are humming, you're faking hard to get. September side of August, our last summer sweat. Searching for that loving feeling, fat man found his thrill. Sleepwalking under dashboard lights, climbing our own hill. Young blood gonna do run, run, gonna have some fun tonight. September side of August, end of some summertime. Young love flying low and fast, some crash, some fly away. Some forget to smell a rose got planted yesterday. Walked a lot of crooked paths, got lost a few times too. Yesterday's in the rearview mirror, but baby, I'm right here next to you. I'm your sunrise, honey, make you warm and make you shine. Yes, it's September side of August, guess what's on my mind. September side of August, say baby, that's what's on my mind. Put your put your hands in mine. We still got some hills to climb. We'll take a real long time.
A late night radio talk. Think about the government gonna cover it up. They chatter through all the crackles in the pipes. Radio pirates along the AM dial. Whoa, oh, 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 it's a conspiracy. Whoa, oh, 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 it's a conspiracy. Aliens in the desert down at Hangar 18. Elk's still alive, man, and he's still the king. Not a known man and the skull and bones. Secret societies living right in our homes. Whoa, oh, 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 it's a conspiracy. Whoa, oh, 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 it's a conspiracy. I know why I'm not paranoid. I know why I'm not paranoid. I know why I'm not paranoid. Late night radio talk. Lonely night driving in the dark. Voices alive on my radio. Spinning crazy stories rolling down the road. Oh, 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 it's a conspiracy. Whoa, oh, 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 it's a conspiracy. Whoa, oh, oh, oh. Whoa, oh, oh, oh. Whoa, oh, 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 it's a conspiracy.
Try so hard to put back in place all the pieces. the treasures that I once held within me, and now must try to restore.
Ago at the Blue Guitar in Stillwater. That's Amy and Adams with Gone Not Forgotten. Before that, Conspiracy Theory by MAS member Mike Rudquist. Well, folks, up next, gentleman who is really into show tunes. His name is Gilly Gray. He's a newer member to MAS. And here's Gilly with Salmonella Blues.
Read it in the paper, you heard the doctor say, some folks went to a bistro, got hepatitis A, and meanwhile at the grocer's they called back the cheese, the chicken and the burgers and the frozen Chinese, E. coli in the burgers, there's mercury in fish, there's something that could kill you in every single dish. There's arsenic in your water, and that they allow. It makes you kind of frightened, then you think a mad cow. You got the salmonella blues, bad case of botulism too. You got the salmonella blues, there ain't nothing you can do. Whatever's on the menu, you really should avoid. It's only realistic to be quite paranoid. Your waitress has pneumonia, she hands you your tray, a coughing and a sneezing on your soup of the day. Contaminated peaches, something fishy about that fish, something awful on your waffle, better give that thing a squish. This cafe had some rodents, now they've been subdued. They died quite prematurely from eating the food. You got the salmonella blues, bad case of botulism too. Went to a Chinese place, got the Hong Kong flu. And after each Thanksgiving, you're lucky to be living. Whatever's on the table is a threat. I wouldn't touch that turkey, that gravy's looking murky. A vegetable medley can even be quite deadly. You know you're playing Russian roulette. You got the salmonella blues, bound to hit you like a punch. You got nothing left to lose. Done already lost your lunch. You got the salmonella blues, bad case of botulism too. You got the salmonella blues, there ain't nothing you can do. Then suddenly you're stricken, perhaps it was the chicken. As sick as you and me are, there's no use for the ER. Your fever's quite persistent, the bugs are all resistant. You got the salmonella blues.
Pete came from Paris, one in Illinois, owned a business and a wife, two daughters and a boy. But he had a weakness, his life had blown a fuse. He fell for Alice Goodnight in her red eye Miller shoes. Climbed in his Plymouth Fury after dinner and left home. Fled through failing light east of Terre Haute. Hit the red light district with a plan to beat his blues. There he fell for Alice Goodnight in her red eye Miller shoes. And it's where she would return. Every dollar that she had was $10 she had earned. Spent it on kimono, Seven Winds perfume and booze, and of course that pair of red eye Miller shoes. Some men fall in love and promise the moon. Pete was no exception, no, he was not immune. There are temptations some men can't refuse. Alice Goodnight in her red eye Miller shoes. Pete lost perspective. Spent too much time away. His wife grew suspicious, so she followed him one day. Caught him in the one sin she could not excuse, and with her alimony bought some red eye Miller shoes. Some men fall in love and promise the moon. Pete was no exception, no, he was not immune. There are temptations some men can't refuse. And Pete's was Alice Goodnight in her red eye Miller shoes. Yeah, Pete's was Alice Goodnight in her red eye Miller shoes.
That's David Hanners, who's originally from Indiana, now lives in the Twin City area. And, you know, I like Reese's peanut butter cups, but you can't drink them. So the next best thing is a beer by the Horny Goat Brewing Company out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and had a bottle of this very recently. It's called Chocolate Peanut Butter Stout. And you don't so much drink it as kind of chew on it, but mighty, mighty good. Horny Goat's Chocolate Peanut Butter Stout. Pick it up at your local liquor store. And if they don't have it, ask for it. Well, up next, a gentleman from Fargo, North Dakota. He's resided there his entire life and has toured extensively in the upper Midwest. When not performing, he works as a mental health case worker. He says, I'm a folk rock singer-songwriter who has performed in mostly smaller venues throughout the upper Midwest for the past 20 years. Here is the title song off his Mediterranean Eyes CD from 2006, Jack Shower.
Like a beautiful emerald so rare. days, I'm reminded of the many ways, and those Mediterranean eyes, like light green sparkling stars in the sky. And as I stay lost in your gaze, I'm reminded of your many ways, those Mediterranean. Which blind my mind, I try to imagine that gaze in your eyes, and suddenly the sun begins to rise. Yes, I think I've finally seen the light, put your out through freedom's night, and driven to the ends of the earth, I finally see love's true worth. And those Mediterranean eyes, like light green sparkling stars in the sky. And as I stay lost in your gaze, I'm reminded of your many ways. And those Mediterranean eyes, like light green sparkling stars in the sky. As I stay lost in your gaze, I'm reminded of your many ways, those Mediterranean. I stay lost in your gaze, I'm reminded of your many ways, those Mediterranean eyes, those Mediterranean eyes, those Mediterranean eyes.
Happy tears. Take me down.
Well, that ended a little abruptly, didn't it? That was Jim Bourne. I'm going to have to check out that track and see what happened. Probably made a mistake or something. Anyway, this is Minnesota Homebrew. We're winding down for the evening. I wanted to tell you a little alarming beer news. A man recently took a trip with his buddies to Oregon's Mount Hood. Because no cabin outing is complete without alcohol, he carried with him several types of suds, including a six-pack of 10 Barrel Brewing Company's seasonal fruit beer, Swill. Love the name. Things were going fine when the piece was rocked by a small detonation. The man explains what happened next in a thread from a beer advocate page titled Amazingly Exploding Swill. The six-pack of Swill was sitting on the coffee table and untouched when one of the bottles just exploded, shattering glass everywhere in the room. Some of my friends were struck so hard that the pieces of glass left small welts on them. One piece of glass flew into someone's open mouth. Luckily, they were able to get it out. It was a pretty scary event that happened out of nowhere. So you want to watch out for this beer if you have one in your fridge. It's called Swill. And it's by the Barrel Brewing Company. Drank a lot of Swill in college. Up next, MAS member Tim Treesbrough with Remember to Remember Me on Homebrew.
Summer. I see winter's white blanket on Christmas Day. See the sun racing upwards, the moon chasing after to bring all its signs, take the colors away. Lay me down where the grass grows so high. Give me some wings, it's my turn to fly. I've seen the faces of the children in laughter. I've given away what I have left to share. I've smelled the flowers still in the garden. I have kissed the girl with them in her hair. Lay me down with the grass grows so high. Give me some wings, it's my turn to fly. For all I ever asked for your love is remember to remember me when I am gone. Remember me when I am.
Tim Cheesebrow from Twin Cities area. Tim is the owner of the Underground Music Cafe and is a big supporter of music in the Twin City area. Got to get down and see his new place there. I don't get down to the cities near enough. There's so much good music down there. They love their music. Well, folks, we're winding down here. I want to tell you a little bit about the next guy. His name is the last person, I should say, of the evening. His name is Jim Cadwell, and he's performed as a singer-songwriter throughout the Midwest. He's from St. Paul and an active participant in both the Twin Cities and regional music scene. Part of a group called the Legendary Weasels, they perform an eclectic range of bluegrass and acoustic music. With George Rothenberger, he's written 70-some songs, and together they conduct songwriting workshops. We often play Jim's song, Back of the Store Here. It's a fun song, a little risque, but a great song. I think risque songs are great anyway. They go back to the great Benny Bell, back who sang naughty songs on the jukeboxes back in the 40s. And he's most famous, of course, for Shaving Cream, if you remember that song. Anyway, we're going to wind her up tonight. I'm Minnesota Homebrew. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back again next week, God willing, with another live episode of MHB. Reminding you, up next is the Burns program. Don't forget the open mic at the Black Cat on the 20th of August. We'll tell you, remind you about it next week. Send in your requests on our Facebook page. Like us. Thanks for joining me this evening. It means a whole lot to me. Good night.
I'll tell the world I got myself a sweet fine girl, and I'm enchanted by the wiggle in her walk. I get short of breath, my mind's a mess when she walks by in a short tight dress, and I get to see that wiggle in her walk. She knows that she drives me wild when she passes by. I'm caught up in her web. I just don't care, cause you know she's got the knack to pack 10 pounds of wiggle room in a 5 pound sack. My breath is bated, my heart's palpitating, I can't stand the waiting for her gyrating, and I get to see that wiggle in her walk. When I get to see that wiggle in her walk.
when I get to see that woman.